Christmas and New Year arrangements for Burnie City Council.
Yeah, now, Lee, the council offices will close at 12 noon on Friday the 24th and reopening at 8:30 on the Tuesday the 4th of January. So nice little break there, just the normal sort of break over the Christmas holidays. But if you do have an emergency, you can still contact us on 64305700.
Nice to have an emergency number there. Tell us a little bit about the Marine Terrace multi-storey car park situation there.
Yeah, so that is free for the first hour, Lee, still, and it will be closed Christmas Day. So just if people note that, and normal hours and fees apply at all other times during the Christmas and New Year period. And also, Lee, for other closing times, especially for our Waste Management Centre, Curbside Collection, the Tip Shop, the Arts and Functions Centre, you can head to our website for all the details on the hours for that as well.
That's nice to know. Burnie Carols by Candlelight, change of location this year from Burnie Park to the Wivenhoe Recreation Grounds. Now, it was postponed on Sunday night because we had a few showers come through and also some strong winds.
Yeah, that's right, Lee. So it was postponed, as you said, due to those weather conditions. And it will be held tonight now at the Wivenhoe Showgrounds. So I think there's a lot of people excited about that. The weather's certainly changed this morning. So just a reminder too, Lee, the pre-carols entertainment starts at 7 with the main event kicking off at 8:15. So you don't need a ticket, but it is a smoke-free event. And of course, the new mask rules, you need to be wearing that mask. And you can take a chair as well, so that's nice to know.
Yeah, and also put your blanket on the grass there and
sing
voices.
That's probably what I'd be doing, putting the blanket on the grass. And I can't sing, but I'd give it a good go.
Yeah, I'll tell you who can sing. A lot of great local artists here, and they'll be all performing tonight.
Yeah, that's right. So listen to the people that can actually sing. And, you know, lots of community groups are taking part as well, and it's just going to be a wonderful night.
Yeah, food and drink there with coffee vans. And also, too, you don't have to worry about song sheets because all the songs will be up there on the big screen.
Yeah, that's right. So that's really easy for everybody there. So head along. It's going to be a fantastic night.
Get your dose of Silent Night tonight.
Yes, absolutely.
At Carols by Candlelights at the Wivenhoe Recreation Grounds there. Burnie New Year's Eve Carnival isn't far away. Gee, it is an iconic event, isn't it? And tickets are available right now for that.
Yeah, they certainly are. You can head online at burnietickets.com.au to get that. Now, the Athletics Club has New Year's Eve covered, of course. They kick off at 11:30 a.m. And, of course, it does include fireworks that night, Lee, at 9:30 with the Burnie New Year's Eve Carnival. So it's going to be a great day.
A whole raft of great athletes there with cycling, running and wood chopping. So tickets available at burnietickets.com.au. Ooh, 135th year, which is
135th,
fantastic.
135th, that's right, Lee. So, you know, it's a mammoth effort from the club. So looking forward to that as well.
Well done to all from the Burnie Athletic Club. Look, Gee, the weather pattern this year has resulted in a lot of wets and warm conditions, a little bit of winds for good measure. For spring and early summer, now these are ideal conditions for the garden, though, aren't they? How's your garden looking?
Yeah, look, you don't want to see my garden at the moment, Lee. It's getting a bit of a makeover at the moment, so it's a bit of a mess. But for many of us, Lee, it has been a full-time job keeping the lawns at home mowed. I'm lucky because my neighbour mows mine, which is a bit of a bonus. But
you sort of feel that you mow it one week and then the next week it's just as long as it was 7 days
great.
Ago.
Yeah, that's right, Lee. And we've experienced, obviously, the same challenges at council and with the annual fire hazard and reduction program on council land. It's meant that the crews, Lee, have been a little bit behind on normal mowing schedule. So we've had a lot of queries from the community about the delays in a lot of the mowing areas. But I just wanted to make sure the people are assured that we are working hard to catch up and just ensure that our public areas are prepared for the Christmas break. So it is happening.
Appreciate the patience of the community on this one.
Yeah, absolutely. We really do thank people. And we'd love that people do contact us and let us know because it's good to know these things. But we just wanted to let them know that we are working through this challenging grass cutting season, Lee.
Now tell us a little bit about Council and Friends reopening the Federation Street exhibit.
Yeah, really excited about this one. Now, the announcement was made about a week ago, Lee, but we're very excited to be partnered with the Friends of the Museum to reopen the Federation Street exhibit in its current location. Because, of course, it originally was going to move, but we're keeping it there. I mean, that place has been there. It was commissioned 50 years ago, if you remember, Lee, by Peter Mercer, who created the streetscape to depict what life in Burnie may have been like at the turn of the 20th century.
Absolutely fascinating. Good for historical nature here of Burnie.
Yeah.
The Federation Street exhibit, it's all part of the Burnie Regional Museum, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. And, you know, many residents have been growing up and visiting the exhibition themselves with their families for years now, Lee, so it's great to see that it's going to be open again.
Yeah, the museum closed, I think it was last year. Now, that was due to the impacts of COVID-19, so it would have been 2020.
Yeah, that's right, Lee. And, of course, remain closed after Council announced it in early 2021. So, you know, it's really exciting. We had the discussion with the Friends of the Museum and the partner model agreed partnership model was agreed by both parties. And, you know, the future is going to be bright for Federation Street, and we think it's a really great outcome.
So council and the Friends anticipate that the exhibit will reopen in early 2022?
Yep, that's right, early in 2022. So really looking forward to that, and it's great for Bernie as well. So very excitedly.
Giovanna, really appreciate your time coming in on a Wednesday a little after 7 to tell us what's happening around the Bernie area and surrounds. And I think it's been fruitful, and I'm sure we'll do more of the same again in 2022. So you and your family and everyone at Bernie City Council, Mayor Steve Cons, and all the people that work at Bernie City Council right across the board, you have a safe and a Merry Christmas, and we say all the very best for you in 2022 from myself and all of us here at 7BU.
Yeah, thank you so much, Lee, and it's been great to be on here, obviously, every Wednesday morning, and certainly look forward to continuing that, and a big thank you to all support from 7BU as well, so we thank you very much.